Hi, honey. Welcome back. I missed you. What's with the tape recorder, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we playing professional right now? Are you sure you want to be making evidence of our little meetings? Especially after how the last one ended. You know, last time. When you finally gave in, you pinned me to the floor and fucked me like an animal. No, that's not the word for it. It wasn't fast and desperate. It was slow and deliberate. The way you fuck someone you know is going to enjoy it. The way you fuck someone when you want them to remember it. You have bruises on my back, you know. How do you think I should explain that to the nurses? Oh, don't fret, Doc. I promise I won't tell anybody about what happened. I would never hurt you like that. I just hope nobody notices anything unusual during my medical checkup in a few days. Oh, and there goes the tape recorder. Are you sure you don't want him to keep a record? Maybe for later. I can whisper every detail of our little therapy session slowly for you to enjoy at your leisure. Oh, you'll deny anything I say. Sweetheart, that's cute, but we both know the physical evidence is a little overwhelming. What? You'll say I overpowered you? Is that diploma in your office fake or something? I'd love to hear you explain how I got the upper hand while wearing this straitjacket. What will you tell them? That I crawled on my knees like this. Till I was kneeling in front of you, that I nuzzled my cheek against that growing bulge in your pants and like that. And then somehow, clothes were off and your cock was being swallowed by the 100-pound girl with a cock addiction. Real believable, Doc. Ooh, I know. Just tell them that I was becoming delirious, insatiable, a danger to myself and others. I needed a cock, any cock, to cure me of my cock-induced mania. Oh, wait. Your little psych books say nymphomania isn't a real disorder. So sad. I don't know, Doc. I think the walls might be closing in here. Plus, there's this ever-growing bit of self-incrimination right here. What the hell? You pushed me. Do you need me on my back that badly? Maybe you want to look me in the eyes when you fuck me this time. It's okay. Here. Let me spread my legs. What are you waiting for? Do you want me to beg? I can do that. Please, doctor. I need your cock. I can't think straight. It feels like it's burning up inside. I need you to ram that thick cock of yours into me. Just one more time. Fuck me until I can't move. Shove every inch down my throat. Let me swallow your medicine and I can go back to being a good girl. Your good little patient. My, you're looking a little red there, Doc. Do you need some relief? Do you need to relieve some stress? I think in a good way you could blow off some steam. Shut up! Or what? You'll go running to the orderlies? Help me, my patient's a nympho! She's trying to fuck me! Maybe you should. Then I can tell them all about the bruises, or the way your dick feels inside me, or the way it's like having your cum dribbling down my chin. I can be quite descriptive.
You don't understand. He was so cruel. He wouldn't stop no matter how much I begged him to. And then he grabbed me by the hair and said he was gonna make me swallow his semen, or he changed my medication to something that would make me compliant.
What's the matter, Doc? Cat got your tongue?
Oh, but that look in your eyes says everything, doesn't it?
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're on the verge of a psychotic break. Should I get the nurse? We could get a room right next to mine. Maybe I could come over for some after-hours therapy sessions. What do you say?
Oh!
That's it. Grab my hair. Drag me around till I'm right where you want me. Please, unzip your pants and give me that fucking cock in my mouth. In my cunt. I don't care. Just shove it inside me right now. Okay. Did you get thicker since the last time? I swear to God, you're gonna stretch my throat at this rate. No. No second thoughts. Not now. Oh, it's okay. Shh. Let me suck your dick till you work up the nerve to take it out on me, to take all your little twisted fantasies out on me. You forgot I was a fucking slut before you got your hands on me, didn't you? I'm a good goddamn savant when it comes to sucking cock. I can lick and suck and just melt you right here in my mouth. Not too loud, Doc. We wouldn't want the beers to catch on, would we? Oh, but I know I'm not making it easy on you. My little tongue is coaxing all the sweet sounds out of you. That's right, fuck my mouth. Fuck my crazy little mouth. Oh, no, don't cry, baby. Shh. Your career isn't over. Not as long as you do what I say. You'll visit me, and we can sit and talk about your day and your desires and your fears, and you're gonna pull yourself together and fuck me until I tell you to stop. I'll pull myself into your head and drag out every filthy desire, every shameful want, every desperate need, all these things that are eating away at you, and then we can work through them together. I'm getting bored of this, Doc. You need to buck up and quick, or I'm gonna call an orderly in here and get some help. And we don't want that, do we? Can't have everyone knowing our little secret. So where is he? That man, that fucking stud that fucked me till I couldn't think. Do you need some help finding him? Maybe we could call your wife up and ask her if she's seen him recently.
Oh, that face.
You didn't realize I knew about her, did you?
Those male nurses, they can be so chatty when they think that nobody's listening or they're assisting a sedated patient. They talk about how hot she is. About her tight little ass. Should we call her and see if she can get me some good dick in here? Sounds like she's got plenty coming her way.
Ow.
There he is. Fucking finally. Now what are you gonna do? Just shut me? Oh. Go ahead, baby. Come where you want. On my tits, in my mouth, in my hair. Coat me in your thick glow. Just do it. Oh, holy shit. I don't think there's a single dry spot left on my face. Come on my tongue. We're gonna use the bed this time. Oh, that's no fun. Careful, Doc. It's gonna be hard to explain why my pants are ripped. Okay. I'll spread my legs. Just give me that hard. Yeah, that's it. Fuck me like your horrible wife. God, yeah, I'm all my hair and slap my face to whatever dark, sick little fantasies come into your mind. Do you want Mimi to beg to stop? Does that get you hard? The idea of raping your helpless patient? No. Please, more, it hurts. No. No. How about I tell you how big your cock is? How I want you to fuck my filthy mouth all night and come in my dripping cunt all day, anytime you want. All you have to do is just come in my room and fucking bend me over and shove your throbbing cock inside me just like you are right now. You want to come on my face again? No, I'm not letting you get any. I'm not letting you get away like that. I'm going to wrap my legs around you and you're going to come deep inside me. Struggle all you want. You won't get free. I've been exercising, doing squats, toning my body to drive you wild. And eventually give in. And it worked. You dropped your guard. You let me get under your skin. You fucked me and fell right into my hands. All I had to do was give you the image of looking into my eyes while you fucked me, bring your wife up so you'd be mad enough to stop thinking just long enough. For a psychiatrist, huh? You're pretty suggestible. And now you're gonna come in my cunt, and I'm gonna have your child. You'll leave your wife, you'll fight to get me out of this psych ward, and or I'll carry your child in here in front of all your coworkers. I doubt it'll take them long to figure out what happened. What do you imagine your wife will think once she knows you fucked a helpless psychotic? She'll think you're a rapist. She'll never talk to you again. You'll go to jail. Your whole life, and it'll fall apart around you, or you'll just give in and build a new life with me. I'll fuck you every night. You can fulfill your every depraved desire you've ever had. I'll be your perfect little fuck toy. Unfortunately, I think your ex-wife is gonna need to be out of the picture. Can't have her pining over an old flame. Maybe I'll poison her morning coffee, or we could have her committed. You can do that, right? Lock her up in a place like this and throw away the key. Whatever you think is best. You'll have a couple of months till I start to show and you can plan it. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Oh my god. Are you ready to be a father? Again with the fucking tears. Just look at me, look at your cum dripping out of my hair. I'm your little slut, your perfect little cock sleeve. I'm whatever you want. Just come inside me and give me
pregnant. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, give me your cum. Fuck baby into me. Fuck. Oh my fucking god. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Fucking breed me. Did you feel that? That's the feeling of our new life together. Are you excited? I love the feeling of your cum inside me. Do you want to come up with baby names? I was thinking if it's a boy, we can name him after you. And if it's a girl, after your ex-wife. What are you doing, baby? Hey. Get off my chest. No, stop. You're too heavy. I can't breathe. Wait. Wait. You don't do this, please. I won't tell anyone. Just stop choking me, please. Please. I thought you were really gonna do it. But it looks like I have some fun new bruises to explain. What should I tell the medical staff? Why don't you come back tomorrow and we can put our heads together some more?